Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the GBAC Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks for making us part of it here on your home of the Cowboys, home of the Rangers. What an evening last night as we got downstairs and lined up in the showroom to get an autograph from Marcus Semien, listened to Jared Sandler's Rangers Hot Stove show. Had to be 500 Rangers fans. I mean, it was packed down there. So salute to you guys. Of course, we're talking Cowboys and Deion Sanders a little bit here with you to open up the show. Mavs game night tonight. Jennifer, at your service, salute to you. There's Broadus in his LSU hoodie. You got Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup over there. Master Control fixing to go 5 hours flawless. Well, Chuck and Chia follower in the house. Of course, Carter Freeman is coordinating your video and along with you. We are the GBAC Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. So, yeah, the report, I guess it was Fox that started it. I saw it on TV last night, the coverage of the wild card game. Then I saw Joe Trahan talking about it afterwards there on WFAA. Deion and Jerry have talked about the Cowboys coaching job and plan to continue to do so. The Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line is open for you at 877-881-1053. Would you like to see it? You know, I thought yesterday it was a non-starter because, you know, Jerry had kind of shot it down. But, you know, that was when Mike still had the job, you know, so maybe it was a weird spot. He didn't know quite what to say. And I, you know, I think Deion has such a strong personality that, you know, Jerry Jones wanting to be in the media, constantly talking about the coach, constantly talking about the roster. There's an unpredictability factor. I just don't know if Jerry Jones would have the trust that Deion would be loyal through adversity. So I do want to say I think it's not probable at all. I would still take Kellen Moore and, you know, Mike Zimmer against the field, but dang it, Jerry needs a way to make this interesting. He needs a way to get the fans involved, and the last time he needed that, he hired Bill Parcells to get the fans' trust so they'd approve the tax measures for the stadium and all that. Mm-hmm. And I do not see a path to this team being relevant other than, you know, off the field. So, you know, Deion's obviously proven he can put together a staff. He can keep a team competitive, you know. And you know, because of those reasons, I think if you need a coach to get people excited, you could do no better than Deion Sanders. He's going to 10X your social media presence. You know, he is going to absolutely blow up your digital brand in a very positive way. I just think that in a lot of ways, you know, it would be a good fit, you know, and I do think it makes sense for Deion as well. Now that the kids are gone from Colorado, you can say you love everything about it, and I'm sure there is a lot to like, you know, but I couldn't imagine him turning down the opportunity to be coach of the Cowboys. You know, and that's with or without Shador. You know, I think obviously that the package deal would be ideal for the Sanders family. But you could start a coaching career, and Shadour could start his playing career, and there's plenty of time to, you know, rendezvous at some point, or, you know, maybe you trade up, or, you know, maybe Deion just refuses to have Shadour sign with any team that drafts him other than the Cowboys. You know, I think he hinted at that. Maybe that was back in September,
yes,
or October.
He would quietly work behind the scenes. It wouldn't be public, but he would definitely be talking behind the scenes.
So that's kind of where my head is at. Still doubtful, but I'm intrigued by it. And I got to admit, I'm kind of excited about the idea. I would absolutely love it if Jerry hired Deion Sanders. That'd be a lot of fun to cover.
So yesterday, obviously, I was not excited about like any of the potential names you were throwing out there. But as soon as I saw this, I did perk up a little bit. And I thought to myself, you know what, Jerry, you are the ultimate entertainer in sports history. Like, if this were to happen and the Cowboys roster, as we know it, probably isn't going to get that much better over the next couple
years. No, it's
going to
get worse. This year, yeah. Maybe next year.
Maybe, you know, unless they just nail the draft, which, I mean, possible, but that's really their only avenue to improve. They're not going to be doing it in any other way unless they get creative with trades. We haven't seen that a lot over the course of the last handful of years. This would be a lot of fun, and I would sit back and enjoy it, and it would be entertaining, and if you're going to stink, at least let's have fun doing it. I don't think it actually does happen for a lot of the reasons you illustrated there. You've got two massive, massive personalities that want to be the face of the organization. Deion would kind of take a little bit of shine away from Jerry in that way. And there's probably other reasons. Maybe Deion really does just want to stay at Colorado. And then financially, the buyout. I mean, a lot of smart people that have been in this in this industry for a long time covering Jerry, whether it's Mother Football, Shereen Williams, Calvin Watkins, Clarence Hill, the list goes on. You, Brian, Jerry's not going to pay for the buyout. He doesn't want to pay two coaches at the same time, so why in the world would you pay a $5 to $8 million buyout for Sark or for Deion or whoever it might be, and then I've also got to go ahead and pay him to be my head coach? So unlikely, but gosh, it is, I think, extremely fun to talk about.
Yes, for sure, and I think that's what Jerry is feeding on right now, is just the idea. It makes perfect sense for me to kick this into the media and steal some headlines for a while. Why wouldn't I kick the tires on Deion Sanders if we're having a search? Why wouldn't he be a part of it? Deion's going to love this, because all this does is drive up his value even more. If he decides to stay with Colorado, we might see an extension and a pay raise, something like that. So it's good for business for both sides. I think there's probably far too many obstacles for this to actually work, but I would love it. I would love the entertainment factor. I don't know that it would even work, but I'll tell you, Michael Irvin is going to be all in Jerry's ear about Deion Sanders. And we saw it firsthand during the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson stuff when they were at AT&T Stadium together. And before McCarthy had even been fired at that point, he was already doing it. He's all over the place talking about wanting Deion to be here. And I do think there is something to be said for maybe trying to rekindle a little bit of what the heyday culture and what that was. And
you tried to do that with Jason Garrett. Like, that's what they tried to do there.
Yeah, but Jason Garrett is not synonymous with the heyday dominant culture. Like, he wasn't, his fingerprints weren't all over it. Yes, he was there, but he wasn't it. He wasn't anywhere close to the reason why you did anything good as an organization. Deion Sanders, Michael Irvin, I think Troy Aikman would probably be in favor of this, and just bringing those guys back in some way and just rekindling what you used to have from a culture standpoint. Hey, we can do the Flash. Prime's about the Flash, but there's another aspect to this of winning freaking matters. And we had the fun, we had the Flash, we were all over the headlines, but we were also about business.
Prime wants to win. I mean, I believe that.
Is there a chance that Shadour goes to the New York Giants?
Yes.
Does he want to compete against his son twice a year?
That's a great point, and I would say no, he doesn't.
Yeah, I think what makes most sense is post-draft, if Deion's going to, you know, have any look at the NFL, he wants to have more of a lay of the land before he would make any decision. I don't know, maybe he would enjoy coaching against his son, at least to be on the field with him. You know, I think that's one of the things at Colorado right now is you can't follow your son in any way. You know, you're coaching on Saturday, you're jumping on a plane Saturday night, flying all around the country, trying to hustle back there on Sunday. I just don't think staying at Colorado makes a lot of sense. And if you want to continue your coaching career, there's no better opportunity than the Cowboys as far as, you know, the spotlight and all that, which we know Primetime loves. 214, this bleep is crazy. Hasn't Deion already made a statement that he's staying at CU? Asks the 903.
No, it was the vaguest statement you've ever seen that Schefter pumped out last night.
817 keeps Sanders and his kid away from this football team. I don't know why you'd say that. They were dominant in their first college stop, and in their second college stop, I think they were more competitive than a lot of people thought they would be.
They were in the second year. They were much better at Colorado. The first year they started off really well, but they lost some games that probably could have got them a little bit above 500. But yeah, this last year they did a really nice job of leaving the Pac-12 and then going to the Big 12 and did some good things.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you don't think Shador is a good quarterback prospect.
Sure.
And, a lot of the players that come into the NFL, especially a quarterback that get drafted in the first round, don't work. You know, there's ways you can pick apart them all, but I would just say he's a consensus top five pick, you know? So, yes. I mean, it's kind of the game that you're in if you're looking at your next, quarterback.
I would be interesting. Media scouts don't have him as a top five pick.
Okay.
No, right. I mean, I'd be interested
to see what Gang of Seven scouts say, and with some of these, because we've seen it before. I remember Dane Brugler's initial list of Joe Burrow was his top 50. He was number 50. Hmm. And then Joe Burrow ended up being the number one player overall. But yeah, I think media scouts do not have him in that lofty spot that we're talking about. We'll see what the Gang of Seven scouts.
Do you guys think to make it realistic, you would have to find a way to get Shador on your team? Is that what Jerry and Dion are talking about? Like, I would be interested if you can find a way to get Shador.
I think that he would absolutely be more intrigued by it. I mean, the statement he said was, "It's intriguing, but I love Boulder." I feel like that might take it over the top. Now, I don't know how in the world you're going to get. I mean, I'm just assuming Shador's going to go that high because I do think he's the best in what is a bad quarterback class.
Oh, it's a terrible quarterback
it's really bad.
Draft. Yeah,
really Jalen Milroe, we're talking about maybe going in the first round, and no disrespect to him. He's a Texas kid, might have family listening, and he did improve as a passer at Alabama, but I don't see him as a good enough passer right now to even be anywhere near a first-round conversation. So,
has Bill Polian made him a running back yet?
Not yet.
No, not yet. We're waiting for it.
Do you think there's a way Shador could fall to 12 then? And he's just sitting there on the board?
Well, I'll tell you what, if media scouts have their way with it, and this is, I'm talking about like Pro Football Focus, I'm calling them media scouts. They have him like as the 42nd best player on a board of their big board. Mm-hmm. And I've seen people, we've started to hear some whispers of others saying, well, no, he's not a first round player. I wonder if these are media scouts talking to NFL scouts, and NFL scouts are agreeing that Shador Sanders is not a first round player.
But what you're
I think there's absolutely if Tennessee, Cleveland, and the Giants, just decide, we'll see what Vegas does ahead of you too. The Jets ahead of you. I mean, this is Zach's right. This is not a good quarterback draft. And so, he very well might go early. If it's media scouts, he's going to get to you at 12. Gang of Seven might have a different story about that.
Yeah, because it becomes supply and demand. If you need a quarterback, you're overdrafting.
Exactly. And that's what I'm assuming is going to happen.
What's San Francisco going to do ahead of you at 11? They might determine that they're done with Brock Purdy and they're going to move on from that. So there's another team you could throw a quarterback in there on that.
I think the guy's got good accuracy. He's got, pretty good pocket awareness and, pretty good mobility. He's definitely not a runner or anything like that.
It seems
like the leadership and the work ethic is there. Certainly there's, things that you could point out about anybody's game. And, I would be shocked if that means he goes outside of the top five or something, just with the quarterback needy teams that are inside there.
Yeah.
Mitch Trubisky, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, these are all players that were like, maybe he's a first rounder. And then the next thing boom, there they are getting their name called very early.
All it takes is one.
Okay. And then if Shador did fall, what's the plan with Dak? You're playing him for 2 years while...
I don't think the Cowboys are going to be very good next year either, myself. I think they're going to lose too much depth, and I don't think they're going to be able to replace everybody. Now, they're going to have... They have question marks coming back from injury at what point in time. We could be seeing a very similar path that we've seen right now. Probably a team that's, 7-10,
Yeah.
6-11. But you very well could see this.
I would love to imagine that the Cowboys are forward thinking and aggressive enough to look at the guarantees that kick in on March 15th of 25, 26, and 27. $102 million of that $231 guaranteed isn't really guaranteed until you hit the fifth day of the league year over the next three springs. So you could significantly, you know, reduce your long-term burden of that contract. And I look at it as a burden now. I don't look at it as an asset. I don't think the Cowboys would be up for that, especially Jerry. He doesn't want to pay somebody for work that they're not going to do. I mean, just look at how he does with his coaches. Mm-hmm. But if you want to get closer to a championship, you know, I would seriously be considering that based on how he played and his injury history right now. I would just acknowledge, guys, that was a horrible mistake. But we can't make it worse by letting the fifth day of the league year for the next three springs add $102 million to this burden. But I don't believe the Cowboys are in that headspace at all. Texas wide receiver Isaiah Bond declaring for the draft along with Matthew Golden last night. Mm-hmm. One of those guys could seriously help this
Golden for
offense.
Sure. Golden for sure. Yeah.
Where do you have Bond?
Third round
guy.
Yeah.
Kyrie could be back tonight, questionable for the rematch with the Nuggets. We'll be looking for an update on that story throughout your broadcast afternoon. Sunday night, a heartbreaker as they got outscored in the final period. I think it was 33-12. Just unbelievable.
It's bad.
But with Kyrie back, you know, they get the kind of playmaking they've been lacking. Dinwiddie is just so hit or miss when he's out there. And when he is off his game, he, you know, it can be brutal. And that's what happened in that fourth quarter. So the team's been missing a big time score. I think a lot of the role players have done a nice job and, you know, scored, rebounded, defended. But you're looking at players that score between 16 and 20 points, not, you know, 25-40, you know, on a big night for Kyrie. So hopefully he can be back tonight and go ahead and get that revenge. The Caitlin Clark stalker entered the courtroom today, interrupted several times, including interrupting the judge. And at one point he said, guilty as charged. And the judge said, I'm going to refuse to allow you to enter a plea at an initial hearing. It's not quite time for that, sir. But bizarre story. He reportedly from Denton, but he clarified today he actually lives in his car. And that's how he drove to Indianapolis. He's been
literally from anywhere.
Yeah.
We're not claiming him in Denton anymore.
So a $50,000 bond, and I guess he was told not to go near any of the basketball gyms that Caitlin
Clark
frequents.
You were going to say he showed up in court with her jersey on. I thought that's what you were about to say.
Wow, that would not shock me.
No,
you know,
jeez,
we might have a significant mental health or mental illness situation going on with that one. G Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. Would the Cowboys ever make this trade? Woolchuck has something for you, and it's coming up next right here, G-Bag Nation.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
105 through the Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag of the Day is coming up in 8 minutes. This segment of the nation is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online at frankelfirm.com there to talk with the injury attorneys. Here's your guy, Zach Wolchuk, with some football content here for you on a Toxic Tuesday in the nation.
All right, so I saw a list of trade ideas this offseason. Okay, so here's one for the Cowboys that I don't know that they'd have any interest in even doing, but if there's one position that we know Jerry likes to flirt with, it's wide receiver. If you're trading for anything big, it seems to be wide receivers. Amari Cooper, Roy Williams, Joey Galloway. We can go down the list, right? So here is one trade proposal. And it happens to be for one Davante Adams, who's been traded already. And I saw today talking with Kay Adams. Kay was like, hey, what do you think the Packers need this offseason? He's like, well, you know, it looks like they could use some receiver help, maybe a veteran receiver. So he might be campaigning to end up back in Lambeau this offseason. But I don't think he wants to stay with the Jets. So here is the trade. Cowboys get Davante Adams, and the Jets get a third and fifth round draft pick. Now, keep in mind, the Cowboys have like three fives, so you could spare that. So the real big one here would be a third rounder for Davante Adams, who loves himself some CeeDee Lamb. Said 2 years ago he already thought CeeDee was a top five receiver in football. Now you look at where Adams is in terms of other teams he could go to. The Saints, if they keep Derek Carr, that's one that's interesting, but they don't have the cap flexibility. I don't know how much flexibility there would be here for the Jets to eat some of that contract. But an interesting one, if you want to add some talent for Dak, Davante Adams along with CeeDee Lamb, that checks off maybe a need for you that you're not spending a first-round pick on.
I mean, that would be exciting, you know, if you can just tell me that the Cowboys can assume that contract at $35 million. I would be all about that. You know, I think Davante Adams is one of the few players in the game that is just going to make any quarterback that he plays with significantly better, with not only his yak, but his catch radius, his physicality. I just love the player.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely an awesome player. I think that would be a little bit of kind of a win now sort of move. I don't think you're in that position from an organizational standpoint. So for me, I'd rather just keep those picks right now.
Yeah,
particularly that third one. You know,
yeah.
I mean, obviously fifth round picks, you're gonna have a bunch of comp picks. I love trading a fifth round pick for a veteran dude that can help you, but usually that dude comes a little bit on the cheap. I don't know that Davante Adams would be, and yeah, I don't think that's putting you over the top of anything.
There's likely going to be, he'll probably be the best player on the board, Adams.
Oh, yeah, there would be.
At 77 when you make that pick.
Sure.
And so, to me, because this draft is not, I know I've got through about four rounds of it, it's not particularly deep. And I haven't done all the wide receivers yet, but I'm kind of in that mode where I might have to consider when I might get wiped out at 12. There's a possibility that all three of the top wide receivers could be off that board before we pick at 12. So I'm in a little bit of a mode of thinking, okay, where's the depth of this draft's going to come from? I do like the kid Williams from TCU. Mm-hmm. I mentioned, you know, we talked about Gordon from Texas, mm-hmm. all possibilities. But man, if you're going to move that pick, and I believe it's 77, it's a third round pick. I think that to me, I'm struggling with that a little bit of who that player might be. But I'm not interested always in giving up picks, but I'll say this, he will probably be better than who you might be considering at that point.
Yeah, this is one of those drafts, I think, more than any, I'd probably be open to it. But that might end up being, hey, if you don't go running back round one, that could be a running back that you're trading away from there, because they don't have a fourth round pick.
Yeah.
Now, running back's the one position that stretches that I could see. Okay, could you,
stretch.
You can attack that in the third, and if you had a fourth man, that'd be fun. You could, but now you're not going to have one of those. So, I think a three for Adams at this age for me might be a little rich. I actually agree with you here, but I hear what Brian's saying as well. Whereas, like, if you're looking at value, like, am I really going to get a better player there? I don't know, but at least I do have a controllable asset on the cheap for 4 years.
Yeah, see, that's what I would prefer. Like, yes, Davante Adams for next season is almost surely going to be better than anyone that you could take there for next season. But yeah, it's not like this is some type of all-in year. Of course, we know that was last year.
I think what you said, that, you know, this is a win now move. Like, hey, we're up against the cap, but we have a chance to get Davante Adams, so to hell with it. Let's get him. We'll push money around. But you don't want to be doing that while your team is rebuilding. You need to hit with the third and the fifth rounder on, you know, players that can be cheap labor for the next 4 years. You know, that's your path. I don't think Davante Adams makes you a contender.
Now, we got predictions from ESPN. They're filling every single available head coaching spot. The Bears, they're going with Brian Flores, current Vikings defensive coordinator. They think he's going to get the job there in Chicago.
Well, because he's got the ties with being a former Boston College teammate, mm-hmm. and Ryan Poles, mm-hmm. the general manager, so that certainly would make some sense. You make a division opponent seemingly weaker, taking the strength of the Vikings, which has been their defense all season, and taking away the guy pulling the strings behind it. I still think when it comes to Gruden and with Flores, like, the The lawsuit against the NFL is, I would imagine, a very challenging thing to try and maneuver.
Cowboys, they're going with Kellen Moore. Current Eagles offensive coordinator is the guy that ends up getting the job here. Many around the league expect Jerry to check in on some of the college coaches, such as Lincoln Riley, Steve Sarkisian, Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame, maybe even Matt Campbell at Iowa State. We heard about the Deion speculation, but they think they're going Kellen Moore. That does make some sense. Get the band back together. Kellen at head coach. Doug Nussmeier as OC. Maybe get Matt Eberflus as your defensive coordinator. All guys that have been here in the organization. There's a lot of familiarity there. And then Witten ends up being on the staff. And who knows, maybe some other former Cowboys come along for the ride. Whether it's like Choice or DeMarco Murray as running backs coach. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they bring in Mark Colombo as the offensive line coach.
As long as we get like Terrence Williams as wide receiver coach, I'll be pumped.
But he's got to like go ahead and scoot his way into practice every day. He's got to ride the scooter.
Yeah.
Got to be part of the
bells
deal.
And whistles. We need the pageantry. I do find this to be a likely scenario. But,
yeah.
I mean, Kellen Moore as a head coach is just so laughable. I can't even begin to understand why anybody would even logically be considering it. But it's the Cowboys, so we have to.
You think we get Sean Lee as linebackers coach? You think Sean Lee wants to coach?
No, I'm totally here for that.
Yeah? Yeah, maybe Travis Frederick, assistant offensive line coach?
Yes. All right.
I don't think he wants to move back to Texas.
Probably not. Mm-hmm. Maybe Zach Martin if he retires.
I don't think these guys really want to coach.
We're going to get some experience in here, Wolchuk?
Hey,
Wolchuk.
We're flying by the seat of our pants.
Wolchuk will go gather the fellas. Yeah. He'll sit them down. He'll give them an impassioned speech, and they'll all be coaches 5 minutes later.
Let's believe it,
okay? Put the faith in Wolchuk a little bit.
Thank you.
I mean, come on, trust
your gosh dang guy. Okay? Give me these sausage fingers. I'm going to make magic. I'm going to go real magic here.
Is the Sark thing realistic? Was that confirmed that his buyout is...
I saw Shereen Williams had it at right $6 million.
There you go.
Yeah, he were to leave, yes. I think the buyout
I just couldn't imagine Sark wanting to leave. Like,
no,
I'm in
either.
Position to win a national championship. And
you're about to have Arch Manning.
Yeah.
My hope is that there's people within the organization that kind of understand that they tell Jerry and talk to Jerry about really what Kellen Moore is. As far as a potential head coach.
All right.
That would be my hope.
We have a retail roundup coming up here in about 10 minutes with the Chief. That'll be interesting. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the Day.
Boom, 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 boom. Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
What's up?
How long you think Jerry Jones is going to wait before he throws out another name? Put some little chum in the water again.
Maybe another
man. This Deion thing is going to be good for a while.
Oh yeah,
maybe next week.
Next week, yeah. Yeah, next Thursday is going to be another name.
If they hired Prime, would that get you back in a little bit?
No, absolutely not. No, absolutely not. No,
not enough.
No. Jerry Jones, not me. I see what I see. All right, let's see here. Our winner, though, comes from the Pat McAfee broadcast of the Cotton Bowl. Tim Tebow jumped on the mic and he showed his big QB brain to everybody. He predicted a QB sneak right on time.
You know one other thing that we haven't seen today? We haven't seen a keep by Will Howard on a zone read when they think it's going to a Travion, a Quinshon. That could be a really perfect time to pull that out, too. Because he's a capable runner. Just ask the Big 12 of what he did to him.
Travion Henderson's in the huddle. Matthew McConaughey's losing his mind. He's asking the football gods in Texas Nation to come alongside with your voices. We need this one. A triple stamp and a double stamp here. Will Howard's making checks, so is the Texas defense. Will Howard, quarterback keeper. Good call, Tim Tebow. Will Howard stumbles.
You gotta keep your feet, young man.
Oh, no.
Will Howard got tackled by the 20-yard line. Great call by
great
you.
Call, great call.
But also,
it
great
is
tackle.
A great equalizer.
Great tackle. Fool tripped over his feet. And it wasn't like a regular trip over. His feet locked together.
Did you notice like his mouthpiece went flying off? I mean, it's like
his entire body equipment just
everything.
Betrayed him.
Yeah. He's wearing one of those quarterback hand pouches. That thing would have probably flown off.
Yeah. He got too excited when he seen all that green. Mm. I know. I understand. I've seen it before, too. I understand. You're like, oh, you're so excited.
Your eyes get big.
Yeah, oh, my God, here it goes. And then the crowd goes, yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah, he got tripped up. All right, let's go to some basketball right here.
Hey, that's the first time I've heard an alternate broadcast and thought this should be the real play-by-play team.
It was good.
Oh, yeah. It was so fun.
McAfee's very, very good.
It was so fun.
Yeah, funny guys, man.
The whole time. Let's go to basketball. Cleveland Cavaliers. Their center, Jared Allen, has coined a new phrase, new sports phrase right here, folks. This is the first time he did it.
Big win after big win against elite team after elite team. How do you make it look so easy?
Cavs hoops. I mean, it's genuine. We're just playing Cavs basketball. It's ethical basketball.
Ethical basketball.
Ethical.
Ethical basketball. It's his new phrase. Coined a new sports phrase. So I'm going to go right here. They asked him about it, and he, like, you know, explain further. What is this ethical basketball thing?
What should Cavs basketball be, Jarrett?
Defense, moving the ball, and a lot of energy.
Should it also be ethical?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Do people want to know what that actually means?
Farm-raised, non-GMO, organic, you know, or free-range, you know, ethical basketball.
I think we're also going to be confused after that one, but we definitely appreciate it.
Farm-raised, free-range,
like organic basketball.
That's organic basketball.
Get you some fermented basketball.
I like that. Ethical basketball.
Grass-fed basketball, man. I'm here for it.
And I get it. I get what he's saying. Let's see what else we got here for you boys on a Tuesday. Let's go to ESPN Sunday Countdown. Rex Ryan. His immediate reaction to Mike Vrabel news. Yeah. Mike Vrabel is going to be the head coach of where?
New England.
New England, there it is.
Successful tenure in Tennessee. He was the coach of the year in 2021. He's 49 years old, will be 50 when next season begins. Rex, what's your reaction?
Hey, man, I mean, hopefully I get to kick this guy's ass twice a year. I don't know what just kidding.
Them jets, huh?
So I'm just kidding, buddy.
maybe your team.
Yeah, but not anyway. My team, yes, but not me personally.
Mike Vrabel.
Maybe I get to kick this guy's ass two times a year.
Is he just campaigning for his next job?
Clearly.
Constantly?
Yeah. So clearly.
Like at ESPN, I'd like, bro, you can go.
Begging and pleading for it.
You could just go.
Yeah, clearly you don't want to be here. Yeah. You're not that funny anymore.
Yeah. His veneer guy is just like, the veneers. He's in retirement now, right? Like the Rex Ryan job paid for it all.
Yeah, those veneers are crazy. Dude. I guess Bubba Dove went to the same guy that Rex Ryan went to. You seen Bubba Dove, Jaws? No. Him and Cameron got the same. Like, it's a whole lot of teeth. I think they gave you some extra teeth up there. It's a roll of 46, bro.
They have like a diagram in front of you. Like, which ones do you want here? Yeah. Let's not push it all the way to the tip-top cartoonish version of the biggest, whitest teeth you've ever seen.
Nah, I want whatever Jim Carrey had in the mask. Give me one step down from that. One step down from that.
Some pearly, shiny white.
Do they take out your teeth and put those in, or do they put those over the top?
Shoot,
I think they're brand new. I think your teeth are gone, and you now have new ones in there.
Is it like stems? Is it like
I've seen like the screw-in situations?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They pop them in.
I've seen where they like, you know, you take care of your teeth all the way, then they put the veneers over your teeth.
Oh,
they put, like a front and back, you know.
I thought they maybe like file your teeth down a little bit and then put them over. I don't know exactly.
Sound like torture.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
I'd do it.
Your teeth file your teeth down.
For the record, I would want the Bob Lillies. Bob Lilly has some incredible teeth.
Okay, so they go right over the front of your teeth.
Yeah, to improve their appearance. Like a veneer, like the name of it.
Yeah, like a
veneer.
Chef.
Like the name.
Right. Like the name.
Imagine that.
Yeah, I'm in.
Damn.
Hey, Bob Lilly's got a great set.
I gotta look up Bob Lilly.
Does
Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame set.
Shoot, man, I'm in the middle of this. I gotta look up Bob.
Who have the best veneers going?
Yeah, I mean, he's. I don't even think those are veneers, too. I mean, you go back and look at his playing days. He had amazing teeth. You know,
big pause. I'm over here talking about Bob Lilly mouth. Googling Bob Lilly's mouth. Big pause right
my
now.
My mom wanted me to get braces so bad, but as I told you last week, the dentist is one of the most traumatizing things I can do. That's why I don't go that often. Right. Mm-hmm. So I just totally passed on the braces. And now at this, you know, age, I'm like, might be time to go veneers.
Yeah. It sounds like
it's a lot of work you have to get ready before you get to the veneers.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do everything that needs to be done to your teeth.
Oh,
then you do the veneers. Yeah. Because, you know, they might cap a cavity.
Okay.
All right. And the text is saying, like, they do grind your teeth down.
Oh,
sounds awful. Nubs.
Can they knock me out for that?
Saw.
You want to play a game?
The worst is that damn fluoride when you're sitting there and gagging on it and trying to find a good spot for the hose.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
For the hose.
For the whoa.
For the hose. They got that hose there?
I'm always trying to find a good spot
for the hose.
That's a fact. Speaking of, you said adults with braces?
Yeah.
Adult females with braces?
Yeah.
Chef's kiss.
Yeah.
Chef's kiss.
Good look.
Oh, my gosh. Justin Verlander. He was using his, is that his wife, Kate Upton? Is that the wife?
Yeah. Okay.
He was using his wife's Zoom account while he was doing media. And one of the media guys forgot to hit the mute. And it was like, hey, look, dude, he's using his girl's account.
And have always admired the way that he takes care of business.
Look at Justin's name.
If you guys can just, all the media on here, if you can just mute yourselves, please.
Nope.
Awkward.
I'll change it. All right, I'll change it.
Damn it, fine.
Is it Justin Verlander on Kate Upton's Zoom account?
I use my girl's account right here. That is her YouTube account because it's the premium one.
That's a premium. Is the best.
Is it Rex Ryan, immediate reaction to Mike Vrabel news? Is it Jared Allen, new sports phrase with the ethical basketball? Or is it Tim Tebow, or one-time champ?
Somebody said vegan basketball.
I'll go with Jared Allen.
It's a whole lot of fouls in vegan basketball. Ouch.
I'm going with the champ.
Lucius?
Rex Ryan.
We're tied at one, Wooly Bully.
I will go with the McAfee cast.
Yeah.
It's 2-1-1, Brian.
I'm interested in the, let's go with Rex Ryan here.
The Veneers.
You're going to tie it up at two?
Yep.
As you are known to do, you're going to want to jump on to the show Twitter account. That is at GMAG Nation. You can follow all of us when you get there. Our handles are in the bio. And I got version one of the GBAG AI bot released.
Yeah.
I put the link there in the handle. You can ask it questions. It's not going to give you a good answer, but it's just a start. So it's the first version.
I retweeted that for you.
Nice work, dude. I can't wait to check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to finish last night at about 10:30 or 10:45, and I just put my hands up like Balboa. Like I just, you know, climbed the stairs in Philadelphia. We're back, Chief, with some more sports content. Where are you taking us?
Yeah, we got a little retail roundup for you. HEB's dominance continues, and Starbucks is cracking down on guys like me. That's next tier.
Thank you, Lucius. We'll be talking with Mark Schlereth coming up in 2 hours there at 4:45, Divisional Weekend, Cowboys coaching search, and more. And Mishota joins us at 5:20 there from The Athletic. Here's your Chief.
Okay, did we get any word on who the G-Bag of the Day champion is? Because I'm just heavily invested here, man. I mean, Tebow versus Rex Ryan. This is one hell of a battle.
It's Tebow.
Tebow.
Tebow, 72-28.
Whoa. Wow.
Three-time champ? That's beautiful. All right, congratulations. A little retail roundup for you here. H-E-B has been named the number one grocery retailer in the United States of America for the fourth time in 8 years.
I've still never been to one.
We gotta go. It's fun. And I don't like, and I've said this on the show before, I don't like the grocery store. Never have, never will.
And that's one of the biggest differences between me and Wolchuk. He can't stand it. I'm looking for reasons.
I look for reasons to go to HEB. That's how awesome it is.
Sugar, what do we need? Now, HEB does take it to the next level. It gets a little tight in there. I'm not going to lie. Like, I love going in there when I need just a couple of things and I don't need to cart push. Because once you go cart pushing in there.
I thought you cart push regardless.
No, I'm not a regardless cart pusher. I'm actively avoiding. I'm actually kind of the schmo that sometimes you underestimate what you really needed, and now all of a sudden you're doing some sort of juggling act because you neglected the basket.
I thought you had the young ladies.
Or the cart.
With us when we went to
Oxnard. For Oxnard.
We went to Sprouts, you're showing me all the meats, and then the next thing you know, you got two arms that are just stuffed with meats, and you said, I should go get a cart.
Yeah.
Like, you probably should.
Sometimes I have to revert to that, but at HEB it is a little tough because it's packed in there. But I love a stroll through the grocery store. Really? Now, a solo stroll. Now, once we get the family involved, now kids jumping around, they're grabbing crap. They want to be in the cart. They want to be out of the cart. They want to walk. Oh, now they want you to hold them. It's an unmitigated disaster.
You're the only one I know that could take like your kids and go to like a sporting goods store and like make it a play day.
Well, you know, like, that's Cabela's. Yeah. Cabela's is sort of a play day kids, for us. That's
a play day. You could go in inside the tent here and act like you're really camping.
I had to tell my significant other a few years back, I'm like, I'm not going grocery shopping with you ever again.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah.
And it is. It's so much more because she wants to look at every item and consider the cost for volume and all the options. And she's treating it like it's a mall shopping experience where we might be in there for 2 hours. I'm trying to be in and out in 10 minutes.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah.
And I will take the kids, but I only have one little one, so I can throw her in the cart and buzz around with her and have the older one go do her own thing.
Oh, there you go.
With three little ones, you can't do that.
No. Now, my wife's the same way. The HEB's got the app. So now they've got the coupons on the app. So she'll be going through and looking like, okay, what can we get? Target's the worst, though. Like, I can deal with HEB. When I go to Target with her, we're stopping at everything.
Yeah.
And I'm just no longer ever going to go to Target
with her.
Let's
go over and look at the home goods.
We're good. All right.
There's another 30 minutes.
Honey, what was
$300? And $300.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You cannot walk out of a Target without paying $75.
100%. And I love Target, okay? Big fan, but I'm not going with her anymore. And I wonder, with your grocery store fetish, did this start before or after the kids?
It is pretty synonymous with me having children.
See,
and it was trying to get out of the house. Like for COVID, I had my kid right when COVID started.
I can relate to this now. And I can relate to this.
And it was like, honey, nobody, y'all don't need to be going to the grocery store.
I'm with you.
I'll go and bear this. I'll take one for the team. All right. Yeah. I'll mask up and go do what I got to do. And then all of a sudden, the headphones go in. And now I am just slowly meandering throughout the
Sounds
grocery
peaceful.
Store. And I'm a huge fan of it. So again, it's very specific, though. It's just like the pee, sitting down to pee. Only in the comfort of my own home. I love the grocery store. Only with headphones by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do appreciate it. But okay, now that leads me to the next story here. Retail Roundup. We head to an Aldi's. I've actually slid into each member of the G-Bag Nation's DMs. Please open it up.
It's been
a look-see and see what I have here. Because this,
I'm a fan of
this
Aldi's.
Is how you single-handedly...
Big fan of Aldi's.
Aldi's
Sam's
is strong.
And Aldi's are my two stores right
there,
bro.
Okay, nice. Well, imagine, Lucius, you're strolling through your local Aldi. You're minding your own business, perhaps on a Saturday. A Sunday stroll is really the best. Non-football season Sunday stroll through the grocery store. But a Saturday one's not bad either. All of a sudden, you're looking at the produce, okay? And then you're seeing that an animal control member is having to step in on the scene because there is a live
creature.
What's
he yanking out of there?
Yeah, what's he yanking out? What do you think it is?
Is that a wolf?
That's a fox.
What is it?
That's a coyote?
That's a coyote. That is a mangled coyote hanging out in the back of the produce section of an Aldi. In a city that is actually unbeknownst to me. I hope it's not a Texas.
He drugs that thing out and then it
drops.
Bro, that's animal. I think that's animal.
Okay, yeah. Wow.
He's just grabbing it by the tail.
On this dude.
I know.
Oh my gosh, he yanks the
hell
out of it.
Look how disgusting that mangled, nasty coyote. And these guys just standing there filming it. Credit to them, just local patrons. I'd be way out of there. Get me as far away from that disgusting looking coyote as possible. But
so
I mean,
jump back in there.
Yeah.
He gets it out, then it goes back in.
Yes, he pulls it out, but he doesn't maintain control. The coyote's got no respect for this
guy.
We're
going to have to tase the hell out of this coyote.
Exactly.
This is Chicago. This place is in Chicago.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Humboldt Park, I think, is in Chicago.
Humboldt Park.
Yeah, Humboldt.
Kedzie.
Humboldt
Park.
This is bizarre. I've never seen anything like this.
Crazy?
This is amazing. The best thing I've seen today.
Okay, thank you. In the sense that it's the best thing because you weren't there to actually have to experience it.
Right, I'd be running the other way.
That's how you ruin what is a great stroll through the grocery store right there with a coyote. Now, I'm with you, Walchuk. I'm thinking, what is the plan here? Because the video cuts off. What happened? And is there a tasing opportunity for animal control, or do you have to get more people involved if you want to do something like that? How do we get this ridiculous, potentially rabid coyote out of the place where I'm trying to get my food?
Okay, so I think for these guys, they're just going to continue to work the issue because they're animal control.
And do you keep, like, grocery shop? You just out of there. You head into the next grocer. I think I'm done. I think I'm punting, at least for the day.
I think I might continue to shop. You know, I don't know how much damage that coyote could do. I'm definitely not picking anything out of that particular refrigerator section.
Absolutely.
And I would expect Aldi's to clear all that out and claim it as a loss. But I think if you don't have animal control on the scene, that is probably waiting until close and taking it out. You know, you're probably getting a pistol involved.
Bringing out the big guns. It looks like to me he has a sidearm. It looks like he's wearing like a sidearm.
It just seems like he's reluctant to want to.
How about his teammate
no help.
No, he's just standing there like, oh, you got this, bro.
He's like leaning on a shovel there. Like, what are you doing, bro? I need some help. I'm about to pull Wile E. Coyote out of this
thing. Looked like a kind of a ride-along situation. Yeah. I don't think that guy had any idea what he was supposed to do.
Might be the store manager.
I think we had a sidearm that we could have used that, but I don't know if he wanted to be blown.
No, not during hours.
Yeah.
No. You know, I think that's maybe like a
tranquilizer gun, maybe. Hours.
Yeah, a little trank. I thought like that idea.
Blow dart.
Yeah,
I love a good blow dart.
I do love a blow dart.
Got it.
crazy though. Absolutely crazy. Shout out to the individual.
I'm surprised he didn't have one of those deals where it's got the wire that comes out on the other end. You can loop his neck around and then yank it out.
Yes.
You know. Yeah. He's just trying, kind of like poking at him. It looks like with a broom or something.
I love how he grabbed the hind legs, pulled it out, and then he let it go. Yeah. And then the coyote gets to go right back in. To the vegetables.
I don't think he'll make that same mistake again.
And finally, folks, Starbucks is no longer going to allow people like me to just run in there when nature calls, perhaps, on a drive.
Bro, you got to buy something.
You have to buy something.
Yeah, buy a muffin or, you know, something, a cup.
You know who you're talking to, Eric.
Well, I'm just telling you, though, if he's going to go in there and go number two is what he's going to do.
No, I'm thinking mostly number one. I'm thinking mostly.
He's going to go in there and stink it up. And so buy a muffin or a cup, and then move on with your day.
If you two'd, you'd buy a muffin, right?
You can't tell how much of a hurry I'm in. My track record does not agree with that statement. But I don't know. I'm in, I'm out. I'm not trying to. What about the guy that? Because you can't
pack
even do the
mints. You can't whatever's even, at the. You know, come on.
Now you can't even be the guy either to just go bust open the laptop, sit down, and park it. You have to buy something as well. You can't get work.
You
done.
You can't use the free Wi-Fi there, huh?
Correct.
It's might be time to bring back the top 10 grumpers.
No more. No more open door policy. So starting January 27th, if you got to take a leak or worse, Starbucks is probably not for you unless you want to pay for it.
So what, I got to go up to the front desk and like get a code?
See, that was the other thing. I'm like, how are they policing this? Are they locking the bathroom door? Yeah, like, because I worked in places where you have to like go ask somebody, like the manager or whatever, for the key to then have access to the throne.
Which is somewhat uncomfortable.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
There's, I can't remember the name of the tile place, but those people saved my life one day. I was on the highway and I couldn't find a men's room. And literally, it was a soy sauce moment.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I went into a tile place.
The infamous
and I
asked soy the lady, sauce.
I go, ma'am, do you have a bathroom?
And soy.
She goes, yeah, right over there. I go, thank you so much. But I always feel obligated to buy something, but I was in a tile place. What am I going to buy? I just kind of went, oh, well, hey, thanks. And they're like, oh, hey, no problem. And they literally, I was in there for like 2 or 3 minutes, you know, and they knew what was going on.
They're waiting outside the door.
A little NASCAR poo. Good for you.
They were very nice about it. I mean, they could have said, no, we don't have a bathroom for you. And then it would have been a California golf course moment.
We don't want that. No. They don't.
Well, there
want
it
that.
Is. Retail roundup in the books. Thank you, Chief. Okay, the NFL has Cowboys Deion Sanders mania coursing through it right now as we get set to turn the page for the NFL news of the day. Well, Chuck, where are you taking us?
Let's hear from Swagoo on the Cowboys job. Could Mike McCarthy have interest in this reunion? And what is next for Sam Darnold? That's next in the nation.